In this sexual energy series, you're going to get more of what you've been asking about this time of year, better sex and better relationships. Over 6 episodes, I handpicked and interviewed experts to talk about the latest research, studies, and even tech around sex, because sex is a source of energy for all humans, at least all adult humans. You're going to learn about things like how to get a stronger, healthier penis using science, to something called vaginal kung fu. It's a lot of new stuff and it's fun. I've also curated some of the best knowledge and some of the best things that you can do that help you unlock the source of biological power. If you think hunger for food is a big thing, hunger for sex is just as big, and it's one that we don't often consider. So let's do it right. Let me know how you like this new sexual energy series. Go to daveasprey.com, leave a comment for me on the podcast page, or hit me up on Insta, dave.asprey. This is episode 2 of our special sex energy series, and I'm already getting good feedback on the podcast page about this. I've got to tell you, you have more good stuff coming up. See what I did there?
Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey. You've read my books. You've heard me talk about fear, food, and the other F word, fertility. These are the things that drive all human life. And tapping into your sexual energy is important. It's a little different for men and women, but this is one of those things that is a core part of biohacking. It's a core part of being an adult human. And if we don't talk about it because it's embarrassing or because it's funny or because it's impolite or something like that, we're missing one of the big three things that all forms of life do to stay on the earth. You have a drive in your cells, not even in your brain, although it's in there too, but it's in your cells themselves to make sure the species reproduces. And if you tap into the energy behind that drive, it can change everything about what you do, going back even to the work of Napoleon Hill. Now, let's start with a stat. 40% of men notice problems, I'm going to say with their kickstand, with their erections, even before their 40th birthday. And those numbers go up as men age. And sometimes it's psychological, but quite often it's biological. And so I've invited a guest on the show to talk about solutions for erectile dysfunction and we'll call it penile performance. We're going to talk about acoustic wave therapy, sometimes also known as shockwave therapy, that has been a game changer for men. And it's not something that's just for erectile dysfunction. It's about having more energy and having things that work better than they did before, or maybe even look different than they did before. And if you're a follower for a while, I've done clinical grade stuff. You've seen videos that you can't unsee. However, you never had to look into the sun. So we'll call them tasteful videos. But I'm just open about it. Like, I'm a biohacker. And look, I would like my penis to do everything it's capable of doing. I have not yet learned how to pick up objects with it, however. But if it could do that, hey, that'd be kind of funny. See, there was my seventh grader. Now, before I make any other dumb jokes, let me introduce you to Dustin Wolf, who's a co-founder of Launch Medical, a company that spent several years making an FDA-compliant, patent-pending acoustic wave therapy device that you can use at home instead of going into a clinic. And the reason that I'm bringing this to you guys today is I want you to understand how important this kind of tech is, but also it takes a lot of money to go into a clinic and do this. And I'm fortunate that I got to go do that as part of a show, which was fantastic. And I noticed a really big difference from it. See what I did there? I said big difference. I can't help it. Anyway, but it's quite expensive. And this is something that is a quantum level of affordability where, okay, great, you've got something that you could do at home. So my job is to make all of the biohacks I talk about so you know that something is real, that it works, and you want it. And when demand goes up, it changes supply, which lowers price. And the device we're going to talk about here is called the Phoenix, which costs, I'm doing rough back of the envelope math, depending on where you live, somewhere around 25% of what you'd spend to go to a clinic. And so I think this is worth your time and attention. But whether you decide to go to a clinic or do something at home, I want you to know what it is, how it works, and kind of what's going on with acoustic wave therapy, because most of us don't know anything about it. Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dave. I'm so happy to be here. And got to say, I'm a fan. I've been following you for a long time. So it's very exciting. And this is something that I speak about a lot and go into kind of the history of acoustic wave therapy. Most people, like you said, they don't even know what it is or, you know, what it's about and how it works. It's the first time they're ever hearing about it, right? Because it's relatively new to the U.S. So, it's a topic that is actually on my plate every single day, because I own one of those clinics that you were talking about where men go in and, they get these wave treatments done. But, one of the biggest prohibitive factors is the fact that it's very, very expensive, right? And it's only a finite amount of treatments. So about 5 years ago, I started a clinic in Southern California with my partner, and it quickly caught on here in Los Angeles. And it's still, one of those things that is cost prohibitive, or there's the shame and embarrassment factor that guys might not want to come in to a clinic like this and get these treatments done, because they're just nervous. And even in today's day and age, they're too embarrassed, or they're too ashamed to come in, even if they can afford it.
I've been wanting to ask you this. So how did you get into penises?
It's my favorite subject. Are you kidding me? Come on. It's interesting.
It's interesting. All right. It's one of those things where, if you're a doctor, at a certain point, a doctor's like, oh, I'm going to become an OBGYN. Like, I'm going to look at, male reproduction. I'm going to look at all these different things. And then I always ask, like, okay, you were in medical school and you could have done anything, but why did you decide to become a proctologist? Right? But somehow doctors, they're like, this is just a fascinating system, and they get really into it. But just to be really clear, though, you're not a doctor, though. You're an entrepreneur and you owned a clinic, or what's your deal there?
Yeah, that's correct. So full disclosure, I am not a doctor. I have no formal medical training whatsoever, but I've been doing shockwave therapy in our clinic here for a very long time, and I'm really familiar with the subject. So, yes.
Okay. And your wife is a physician's assistant. So you're kind of your medical family, and you guys started a clinic that did this stuff.
That's correct.
The most dramatic things you've heard from someone who went through the clinical side of acoustic therapy, like some feedback you got from someone who did it?
I have tons of stories, but one of the most dramatic ones was, I wouldn't say dramatic, it was more fulfilling, was an older gentleman who came in and was getting ready to go on vacation with his younger girlfriend, and he was taking her to, I think it was the Bahamas, and they were going to be gone for a while, and he was nervous that he wasn't going to be able to perform, and he's like, things aren't working the way they used to. I really want to be ready for this trip, and I really just want to knock it out of the park, if you know what I mean. So he went through a series of treatments in the clinic, and it was weird. I didn't see him for about 6 months, and I just wondered. I kept meaning to pick up the phone and call him, and one day he came walking into my clinic, and he's like, you changed my life. He's like, my girlfriend was fascinated with the change that happened in just a few weeks. And he just had this huge smile on his face. And it was one of those things that was, yes, I'm an entrepreneur, business owner, but I'm also human. And it was really cool to hear how that changed his life. And I get that stuff all the time.
How many people show up and they're like, I don't have ED, but I'm looking for an upgrade. Is that common?
It's very common. I would say about half the guys, and I'll go out on a limb here and say some of those guys definitely are experiencing, ED issues, but they've also heard and understand that acoustic wave therapy for sexual performance isn't only for guys that have erectile dysfunction. I say it's for every guy. If you have a penis, there's no reason why you shouldn't try this, because as you know, there are no side effects and there's no downtime, and it can just make things that much better. So I let them, listen, you don't have any problems. That's okay. You just want to make things better. That's what this does. So I kind of let them, lead me down the path to where they want to go.
Make things better. What does that mean?
Specifically?
Yep.
Firmer erections, sustainability, shortens the refractory time between sexual intercourse sessions. I've heard, just increasing the intensity of the orgasm happens all the time. And we don't market this way or anything like that, but a lot of guys come back and they'll say, my penis is bigger. And I'm like, hey, that's good news. That's great news. I didn't ask, but nice to hear.
It's one of those things where talking about the size of your penis is just probably worse than talking about politics or religion, right? Because like whatever you say, you're a douchebag.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So I kind of, when they tell me these things, I'm like, that's nice. I don't want to get into it, but that's awesome to hear.
Good. But it's a clinical setting thing, right? And it as a biohacker, I'm willing to talk about some stuff here. And after I did, and granted, this was the clinical side. It's the same waveforms that you're using in the Phoenix, but I did it clinically about a couple of years ago. There were a few positions that became less comfortable for my wife because of physical changes. We're just like, it's kind of a different size than it was. And so I've also had a doctor or someone come on the show or someone in social media, like where it's physically impossible to do that. And it's not physically impossible to do that. If you put more blood vessels in a part of the body, it'll generally be bigger. It's not that hard to understand. And so I was pleasantly surprised, given that I really wasn't like, I don't know, I'm curious what's going to happen, but I didn't have a lot of expectations there. So I talked about it with, you know, a few of my really close guy friends. You know, we got to dinner, like, Dave, I heard you did this. Is it real? And I would say 90% of them have gone out and either got a device from you or got the treatment clinically. And all of them are just like, oh my God, like this actually really made a big difference. And these are guys from 30 to 60, right? Is there any reason to do this if you're 25?
Absolutely. I mean, we have lots of younger guys either coming into the clinic if they can afford it or buying the Phoenix and doing the treatments at home. And they're, you know, they're the biohackers. They listen to you and they listen to Joe Rogan and they listen to all these, you know, podcasts, and they're into working out, and you know, they are curious about the science behind it. And just to touch on something, you know, right here that you mentioned was, you know, growing new blood vessels, right? So this isn't you know, some type of, you know, weird gimmick. There are, you know, tons of clinical studies behind this, but angiogenesis, as you know, is the term for growing new blood vessels, and that's what this does. It creates new blood flow and actually rejuvenates weaken the blood vessels, because that's what happens as we age. You know, the blood vessels, they weaken all over the body, but they weaken in the penis as well. So this will wake those up and help kickstart the blood flow happening, you know, down there again. So, you know, guys in their 20s all the way up to, we have customers in their 70s, early 80s.
Wow. And I know that what happens is you can get some micro clogging of those very fine blood vessels, which can be part of things. And so breaking that up is going to be why ED gets better. But then it's the angiogenesis of growing fresh, new, and more abundant blood vessels and also new nerves. Those are different effects. So you're sort of getting these two things, like fixing what's there and then growing new stuff. So I'm really impressed with how this works, but I don't really understand how shockwave therapy is doing this. Can you go into a little bit more detail for people listening?
Yes.
Yeah, do we know why it does what it does?
Yeah. So the two main things, and just to, you know, kind of clarify this, that one of the main reasons, well, the main physical reason why guys start to decline with their performance in the bedroom are the following. The microplaque builds up in the blood vessels, like you just said. They get clogged up, right? Like a drain, and then the blood vessels will actually start to collapse and weaken, right? So these two things happen as we age. It happens to every single guy, and at some point, it's going to happen to all of us. So what acoustic wave therapy does is it clears the microplaque out of the blood vessels, so it addresses that issue. Number two, it creates what's called microtrauma, which, you know, a lot of people in your audience are familiar with. It's like going to the gym, right? It creates microtrauma for the purposes of fostering angiogenesis, which is the growth of new blood vessels. That's the science behind it, okay? It will restore the blood flow. So, you know, the pharmaceutical things, they're Band-Aids. Right? They don't address the root issue, which is exactly what acoustic wave therapy does.
How How long has this kind of therapy been around?
Well, there are lots of different uses for acoustic wave therapy, but specifically to treat erectile dysfunction or increase sexual performance. This started about 20 years ago in Europe, which I was fascinated about the subject when I first heard about it about 5 years ago. And acoustic wave therapy is used to treat soft tissue, let's say tears or issues all over the body. But a group of doctors in Europe about 20 years ago started experimenting with acoustic wave therapy on their patients. And what they noticed was, you know, what we had just talked about is their sexual function started to restore over the course of days, weeks, and months. They were fascinated by it, and even more so by the fact that the side effects were very, very minimal, if any at all. So it finally started to make its way over here about 5 years ago. And there are, you know, there's clinics all over the country that do this now.
And the idea of being able to do it at home is really cool. When you guys first reached out a couple of years ago and you were in your early beta, it's like, oh, this is kind of a neat idea. Like, it seems like it would be really hard to get it to work. But what you've got on the device is it has a timer and it tells you exactly how much to use it. And then it won't work for 3 days because you don't want to do it too frequently. And so I was impressed you got through all the regulatory hurdles to make a device like this, but it's pretty cool. Walk people through. I mean, how do you actually use it? I mean, do you have to be erect? Well, you know what?
We have videos for that. Yeah, we have videos for that stuff. But so I'll explain how you use it. It is a topical device. It's non-invasive. So just to put that out there, you know, it's not anything that goes in any weird orifices in your body, right? This is we've made it very, let's say, user friendly, almost dummy proof. Because some guys are intimidated, right? They don't understand, you know, how it works. Even, you know, once they see the video, they're like, oh, you know, can you explain this to me? So we've gone through great lengths to make it easy to use, to make it safe to use, and to make it efficacious, effective. And it took us about 3 years and 27 prototypes and clinical testing here in my clinic in Southern California.
How long does it take? Like it, how many minutes?
15 to 20 minutes. 15 to 20 minutes. That's it. It's a topical device that you run down five quadrants on the shaft over the course of about 15 to 20 minutes, applying these sound waves that penetrate the tissue.
So it's pretty straightforward. You don't have to be erect. You put some numbing cream on, and it doesn't hurt that much. Some guys don't need the numbing cream, but it's a relatively intense. It's relatively loud, but then you basically just kind of go up the thing, and it puts that acoustic wave signal, and it creates some micro traumas, and then it grows back stronger. And there's no downtime at all. Although it is going to be numb for a few hours afterwards from lidocaine, and then you're good to go. I would suggest washing with soap to get that lidocaine off of there. But it doesn't ever hurt. And it doesn't, like, there's no bruising. There's no anything. Like you're like, oh, okay, it was a non-issue. So you spend 15, 20 minutes. How many times do people have to use the device to see results typically?
So we recommend 6 to 12 treatments, and you can space them out 2 to 3 times a week. Well, you actually have to. That's why we put the lockout period on the device so guys can't abuse it. And you know, a lot of guys are there. If a little is good, more is better. So we specifically put a timeout feature in there. So we kind of keep everybody safe. Let's put it that way.
What kind of clinical studies are there?
So in terms of acoustic wave therapy for sexual performance, there are tons of them. And so there's some on the website, but if you just go to PubMed.gov and Google acoustic wave therapy for erectile dysfunction, you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of them pop up. So big urology groups all over the world have done these studies and really validated the science and documented, you know, what they call a SHIM score. It's basically your sexual health, right? The health of your penis. And it's scientific, and they watched their subjects' SHIM score rise as the weeks and months went on. And it was really fascinating to see this, this data out there. But there have been studies in Canada, in India, in Asia, in Europe. They're starting to do some studies here in the U.S. at some universities. So the data is there. And I'm a big science guy too. I want to see, you know, show me. So much of it is anecdotal, right? Because they're relying on feedback from, you know, from the subject, the test subject. But once you have statistically significant data, it's pretty hard to deny.
Are there any studies that have like really wow results or things that highlighted what's possible?
Yeah, they're on PubMed.gov. But when I saw these guys that had such low SHIM scores, which are a 5, just to clarify for everybody, is pretty low. I mean, you have severe erectile dysfunction.
It goes from 5 until where?
Once you get past 20 to 23, 24, that's basically full restoration, longer having, you know, ED symptoms. And watching their scores rise from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to 23, you know, with, again, statistically significant data, was very exciting. It's something that is going to become wildly popular here in the U.S. It's already starting to do that, as you know, which is what, like you said, is as soon as market awareness happens, you know, the supply goes up. What happens, right? The cost comes down.
Well, I definitely believe that most guys are going to be interested in doing this at some point or another. How long does a Phoenix unit last? Like, do they wear out? If you need 12 sessions, do you want 12 sessions every year? What do you do with it after 12 sessions? Give it to your buddy?
That's a great question. So I'll address the wear issue or question in a second. But this is, like I tell everybody, that this is like going to the gym. Okay. This is not a magic bullet. This is not a, end all be all. This is something that we are trying to introduce into the conversation as adding to every guy's, you know, male health routine. Okay. It's like brushing your teeth or going to the gym. What I tell everybody is the same thing, 6 to 12 treatments and then as needed thereafter. So we have a lot of our customers that will use it, you know, once a week after they do the 12 treatments, maybe a couple times a month. Okay. Maybe they'll stop using it for 6 months and then do another 12 treatments. Everybody's a little different. So we try to, you know, let them know it's as needed after that.
Touch-ups are good.
Touch-ups are good. And we call them touch-ups, right? The as far as how long does the Phoenix last question, the let's say the destructive testing that we're doing and have been doing for quite some time now is, in my opinion, it's pretty impressive. We haven't been able to break them. So they're almost built too well.
I'm trying to imagine the lab. You have like a little dildo there and the machine's just in a vise. Just
no, we do. I have an engineer at the office all day running these things, you know, on the force plates and on tables and hard surfaces, trying to break them and recording all the data because we save it all and collect it. And the ones that have been coming, you know, out of our factory in the last, let's say 4 to 6 months have been pretty bulletproof.
All right. But not magic bulletproof. That's a different kind
of thing. Not magic bulletproof. Right.
All right. Who would not be a good candidate for shockwave therapy?
Great question. And we like to have these conversations, okay, because we want people to be educated and we want them to be aware to know if they're not a good candidate and how guys can improve their results. Oftentimes, guys that have type 2 diabetes or are longtime diabetics have a hard time getting acoustic wave therapy to work for them, okay, because it weakens the blood vessels over time. So if they've been a longtime diabetic and they've tried a lot of things and they've tried medications and the vasodilators and those don't work, I would say you're not a good candidate for acoustic wave therapy. And to try to get the diabetes under control and work on, you know, that area of your life. Guys that are on high blood pressure medications, one of the side effects of high blood pressure meds is ED or ED symptoms. Okay, so if you are suffering from high blood pressure, work on that first so you make sure you're around long enough to enjoy your penis, right?
Let's put it this way. If you grow new blood vessels in the penis and you're on a medication that stops blood from flowing in them, they won't be of much use to you. You'll also probably have brain fog as well. So many people have cognitive issues from high blood pressure medication. There's a fix for that. It's called intermittent fasting. It improves things dramatically for people. Of course, there's exercise and all that. So you got to address basic lifestyle issues. You can't be a, you know, pizza, beer, couch dweller with ED and then do this and magically expect it to work. Although it might, but if you've been that for a long time, it probably won't, is what I'm hearing.
Correct. And I won't say that you're completely not a good candidate. If you have high blood pressure and it's controlled or diabetic, we have patients that come into the clinic all the time and guys that use the Phoenix all the time that it does work for them. But, you know, just to address those questions, it's medications, it's, you know, lifestyle related. It's, you know, if you're on, let's say maybe some psychological medicine that can have a bad effect on your bedroom performance. So those types of things need to be addressed. Absolutely. But if you're in relatively good shape and you take care of yourself, our success rate is very, very high.
Okay. What about Peyronie's where you have the pretzel shape instead of the hot dog shape?
I'm glad you asked. So for the folks out there in your audience that don't know what Peyronie's is, Peyronie's is, you know, basically what they call, you know, the banana penis or the curve that can happen, sometimes very severe. Two things to address with that. One is it's very embarrassing for guys. It's psychologically devastating for them. Two, it can also be very painful when they develop Peyronie's disease. And just to be clear, usually Peyronie's disease happens as a result of an accident, some type of trauma. And usually it's a sexual trauma. So some type of sexual accident happens, right? You've heard the term, I broke my penis or she broke my penis. Well, that's what happens. Scar tissue develops and it pulls the shaft one way or another. So acoustic wave therapy has been demonstrated to help straighten that curve out and either lessen the effects or just fix Peyronie's disease. And we have lots of customers that write in all the time saying how the Phoenix is really helping their Peyronie's.
Now, I know that the Phoenix has a lockout, so you can't overstimulate. What would happen to someone if they just did way too much shockwave therapy?
I'll make this simple. Then you wouldn't see any benefit, because if you keep using, let's say, shockwave therapy every day and causing that microtrauma, not allowing the body to repair itself, just like when you exercise, then you're not doing yourself any good. You wouldn't go into the gym 7 days a week and do bench press, heavy bench press. It doesn't make any sense. If you keep tearing that tissue down and not give it a chance to respond and rebuild, then you won't see any benefit. Our bodies are smart. They're really, really smart. Your brain and blood flow knows what to do. And it will repair those cells and those tissue if you give it time. So the 36-hour lockout period is in there for a reason, just to keep everybody getting good results.
There's two different kinds of shock waves that I'm familiar with, because I've looked at these effects. I mean, they also use a similar device for treating tendonitis and things like that. So shockwaves have a long use. There's focused shockwaves and there's radial shockwaves. What's the difference in which ones are in the Phoenix?
So we have a hybrid tip, but let me explain the answer to those two questions. So focused is a wave that starts out at, let's say, at a wider, you know, base, and then slowly comes together and with a focal point at the end of the wave, and it penetrates the tissue deeper than a radial wave. And a radial wave fans out like this, just like it sounds like radial. So imagine a wave fanning out. It looks like a little Wi-Fi signal. That's a radial wave, and it covers a larger area, but it doesn't penetrate as deep. And there are benefits to both. So when you're talking about, you know, tendonitis or even plantar fasciitis, most of the time you have to penetrate that tissue very, very deep and have a very, very high setting on the device to have an impact, and it's focused. The radial is used for let's say not as deep penetration. Love that word. What we did was we did a lot of testing with the Phoenix over the, you know, the course of 3 years, and we developed a hybrid tip that delivers both. So the way it's shaped and the material that's made out of does have a slight focus to it, but it also has a radial fan. It'll do both. And we discovered that we were getting really, really good results with that. So that's what we stuck with, and it's safe.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500. Now, we've talked a lot about Shockwave, but there's some follow-up stuff that comes with it, and it's a large vacuum pump. Tell me about why you need to use, or not vacuum pump, it's a vacuum cylinder, but why do you need to use a pump? What is it? Like, walk me through pumping.
It's a penis pump, yeah. So the protocols that have been designed and proven and tested over the course of the last 20 years, we've incorporated and kind of fine-tuned with the Phoenix. And a lot of the protocols out there that have been proven to produce results involve a penis pump used 1 to 2 times a day while you're going through the treatments. Now, just to clarify, there's a reason for that. When there's microtrauma caused to the tissue, what helps repair the tissue? Actually, what repairs the tissue is blood flow. We want to feed that tissue rich oxygenated blood so that it can repair itself. You got all these new little blood vessels that are like, you know, just these baby blood vessels, and you want to feed them that rich oxygenated blood so that they can grow. And that's exactly what the vacuum pump does. And what we found is that the data is right. Guys that are disciplined enough to follow the protocol as described and do the work and do the pump 1 to 2 times a day for 10 minutes, which is not a big deal for a few weeks, they tend to get far better results than the guys that don't. Now, having said that, can you get results with just doing acoustic wave therapy? Yes, but who doesn't want better results? You know, especially if you're going to make an investment in a device or go into a clinic and get it done, do the work.
So when I did the clinical stuff, you know, they gave me a pump. I used it twice. And I'm like, okay, I can't really figure out, do the balls go in the pump? Do they not go in the pump? By the way, do they?
No, they don't. But if you're not careful, they can get pulled in there, which is painful. And that's happened to me.
I've asked clinicians that, and they're like, oh, yeah, if you sure, put them in. Don't put them in. It doesn't seem like it matters. Okay, no. So you don't put them in.
No.
They're like, well, no, you get more blood flow there too. Why not? So okay, maybe no, testosterone, who knows? Okay. But then it's like, okay, you're sitting there for 10 minutes, and you're like squeezing a little bulb and or pulling a little trigger thing. And I'm like, this is a lot of investment of time. So I'm like, I'll see what happens. But I will say the results that I had happened despite the fact that I was very inconsistent in using a pump. I maybe used it 3 times, but it was like, okay, you know, I just kind of feel ridiculous doing this. And so I'm like, given that I wasn't really trying to make any major changes anyway.
Yeah, but that's what I was just going to say.
I'm sure it would have been better.
I was just going to say, if, you know, and if you're not experiencing symptoms of ED, you may not have to use the pump. Right. So we encourage it because we want you to get better results, but it's not an absolute must.
Okay. It just creates a mild vacuum and then blood goes in and it kind of gets fully engorged, et cetera, et cetera. Not painful at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's lots of data to back it up and in clinics and with the Phoenix. It is it's just an added benefit.
It is an added benefit. So, and all the studies are saying, all right, let's get some extra blood in there. And there's probably something where if you regular stretching the blood vessels after microtrauma, they're going to rebuild themselves to be able to handle more blood because you're showing them they need to get more blood on a regular basis. All right.
Right.
That's biohacking. All right. How many times do you see women buy these for their partners?
That's a great question. Actually, I see it every day because we look at the numbers and we look at the, you know, the data and we analyze, you know, customers coming in and we want to, you know, understand our customer base and, you know, what their wants and needs are. And there are quite a few women that buy this for their partners or significant others buying this for their partners. And sometimes I'll get on the phone and call some of our customers sometimes and just check in and talk about their experience. But I've called a few of our, you know, female buyers and, you know, why'd you buy this for your partner? And, you know, do you mind sharing? No. They're really cool. And you know, sometimes it's, you know, he's not performing like he used to. And I want to help him out. I want to let him know it's okay. And I heard about this, and they're giving them permission to take care of themselves, because a lot of guys won't address this and until it becomes a major, major problem. You know how it is, and getting a guy to a doctor is you know, it's usually, you know, the partner making the appointment because they want them to go to the doctor and take care of whatever issue it is. But you know, lots of significant others buying this for their partners. They want to have good performance in the bedroom. So we get it all the time.
It makes a lot of sense. How many people are solo users versus have your partner give you the treatment? Is this like a couples thing?
I've heard and talked to couples that will use it where the partner uses it on you know, her or him. And it's not as common as you would think. A lot of guys are just like, no, that's just something I just need to take care of on my own. So
kind of like brushing your teeth or something.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want your partner to brush your teeth.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a romantic thing to do. I mean, things are numb and you know, there's a shockwave sort of thing. So I wouldn't look at it that way, but hey, maybe I'm not an average customer. So this is something you basically do. It's a self-care thing, like doing sit-ups in the morning or something like that. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, you've talked in some of your videos about the embarrassment and shame, and you've referenced it a few times. Mm-hmm. And where do you think that comes from? Like why are guys, it's like, oh, if you're limping, are you ashamed that you're limping? Like if something's not working right, it seems like it's a hardware problem or maybe a software problem, but what's the source of that?
Yeah. What I've learned over the years is that, and I've, you know, I used to do consultations here in the clinic, but what became extremely evident was, and it made sense to me over time, is why guys are ashamed or embarrassed to talk about their issues in the bedroom if they're experiencing that, is because going back hundreds of thousands of years, we are hardwired into our DNA as men to perform, specifically to procreate. It's in our DNA. You're born with it. So when you're not performing the way that you want to perform or your partner needs you to perform in the bedroom, it is very psychologically damaging. And the first thing that goes out the window is your confidence. And that will trickle down into every area of a man's life. And I can tell you, I've consulted with thousands of men who have or had ED, and that was the one most common factor, was their confidence and their shame and embarrassment of not being able to perform. That's why it's in our DNA.
It's funny because we have all these thoughts that, oh, you know, we're rational creatures, but you go and you look at, you know, ancient Chinese medicine, you know, Ayurveda, Tantra, Taoism, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And there's something about, both for men and women, like the sexual organs are the root chakra, that they're the grounded area of the body. Mm-hmm. And if they're not working right, it takes you off energetically in some way that's hard to rationalize, but it's a mm-hmm. real thing. And there's lots of meditations. Some of the people who've been on the show have even talked about them, like John Gray, I believe has talked about it. But there's meditations like, okay, you know, visualize energy, you know, in your reproductive organs. And the mm-hmm. idea is, well, they're not showing up the way I want them to. And women have similar issues. You're like, okay, it's, you know, it doesn't feel the way it used to. It's not lubricating, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I'm sneeze peeing. I believe it's got to be similar, but I only know it from a guy's perspective, but I've talked to lots of women about that. So getting youthful, energetic flow there, it seems to matter for more than it should matter if we were just, you know, meat robots, because I don't think we're meat robots, but this is a hardware problem that can be fixable. What about guys though, where it's not really, or it's a confidence issue? Like, you know, I can't get it up because I'm afraid of women or whatever, you know, does it exactly. do anything there?
Well, let's talk about that. So, I mean, as you know, and as most people know, you know, sex isn't just about the blood flow. There's, you know, many different, let's say, aspects to it and things that can affect it. And, you know, guys that are experiencing what, you know, we often call performance anxiety, which can happen, when you have ED, you know, they're thinking about not losing their erection, and performance anxiety takes over, or nerves. And if you're not struggling with ED issues, but you're struggling with, let's say, performance anxiety, or, you know, some type of psychological issue that isn't allowing things to work right downstairs, may not be a mechanical issue, it's a psychological issue. It is, it's very difficult to overcome. And it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, when you meditate, and there are different types of practices out there that can help guys get over performance anxiety. It's a real struggle for men. And sometimes guys will come into the clinic, or they'll buy the Phoenix and they'll use it. And it's interesting to see what happens psychologically to them, because when they see more blood flow, things happening down there, and maybe, you know, a little bit of a size increase, guess what happens? Their confidence starts to come back. And then the performance anxiety starts to go away. And psychologically, they start feeling better. And then, you know, all these other, you know, wonderful things will start happening in their lives. But it is a very real issue. And I've seen shockwave therapy actually just increase a guy's confidence too, and get rid of the performance anxiety. But it's real.
That is, it makes a lot of sense to me. So there's also something about the act of just taking control. Like, I'm going to do something about this. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to change how I feel about it. Changing how you feel is tough, because you don't feel things for a reason. So it takes really advanced meditation techniques and mastery to be able to say, I'm going to change my automated feeling systems to my will. That's not impossible. It's just really difficult. And so, but now you're saying, okay, I did something. And I think it serves as kind of a mental proxy or something like that, where, okay, I did something. Now I've given my feeling automated reproductive systems permission to do something different than they were before. And so maybe it's curiosity, maybe it's something else, but
right.
that whole stuff, it's such a massive emotion and energetic flow and physical stuff that maybe you're just literally shaking things up with shockwaves. But exactly. I could really see that making a difference for, you know, certain types of states where people can get stuck.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that I asked you to do to come on the show was to give a discount to listeners. I'm all about making all the stuff that I do, all the biohacks, more affordable. And what discount are you giving people? I know getmyphoenix.com/Dave is where to go, but what's the discount they get?
Yeah, the discount that we're giving your audience is an $85 coupon. And that we try to help lower that cost barrier for guys, even though this is, you know, like you said, about 25% of what it costs in a clinic or less. We still want to make it accessible for, you know, every guy that could possibly afford it. So we give your audience an $85 coupon. They can go on and to getmyphoenix.com/Dave and read more about the product and read more about the science behind it and why it works. And, you know, they can see all the testimonials and stuff like that. But we give that to your audience, as well as their payment plan options. To break up the purchase and the payments as well. Right. And that's really useful. So it helps a lot of guys.
This really costs less to be able to do as much as you want than one typical treatment at a clinic. So it's a very sizable savings. And then the extra $85 off helps as well. With the payment plan, it's within reach for a lot of people. And if you're saying, all right, I have, you know, 10,000 biohacks I could do, Dave, I don't know, should I take the supplement? You know, should I do this? I'm going to tell you guys, intermittent fasting costs less than eating breakfast. So do that for a while and save the cost of breakfast, and then you can get a Phoenix. Right? So there's, exactly. There's all kinds of things that don't cost anything that you can do. But you got to look at track what you hack and prioritize. Like, what are the things that matter most? And I believe that tapping into sexual energy, not just to have sex, although that's an important part of relationships, but tapping into that in order to show up the way you want to show up in parts of your life that have nothing to do with sex, I think that's really terribly important to do. So if this isn't, you know, an area of concern for you, this might be the right investment for you. And if it's not, then it's not. I feel like I'd be remiss though. What about women? I mean, could you use this on vaginal, you know, on vulva or anywhere like that? Are there any studies of using shockwave for women?
So I've gotten this question quite a few times over the years. And I will say that there are protocols that are starting to develop in these clinics that are enhancing women's let's say, I don't want to say performance, but their feelings and bringing back things to the way they used to be. So just to be clear, the Phoenix was not designed for women, but acoustic wave therapy. I was going to
say, it doesn't look insertable or it'd be terribly, no.
Yeah. And there are protocols out there and there are clinics around the U.S. that are treating women with acoustic wave therapy to help bring back their sexual, you know, functions and increasing lubrication and, you know, building new, you know, nerve, you know, endings and helping them have better orgasms or an orgasm if they can't. So it is out there. And, you know, again, the Phoenix isn't designed for females, but it's being done in clinics. I mean, if you just, you can hop on Google and look for it. We don't do it in my clinic just because we are more focused on the guys, but we have other stuff for to women to help them. But yeah, it's starting to make its way into the female marketplace as well.
Got it. Are you going to come out with one for women?
Yeah, we have some pretty fun stuff in the pipeline. We have several very exciting products coming down the pipe.
Is it going to be called the Phoenix, or is there like another name?
Oh, no,
what's the female bird? The ostrich? Like, what are you going to call it?
I don't know. Maybe the dove or something like that. But maybe something less aggressive, a little softer. But we have some very exciting stuff coming, you know, coming out in the next 12 to 18 months.
You wouldn't at this point, and I guess you couldn't probably because of regulatory, you couldn't recommend doing this on like the outer parts of a vagina. But certainly people are doing shockwave therapy with clinical grade devices with anesthetic on those parts and probably seeing.
They are. Yeah, they are. And a lot of women are seeing results, and there's different settings and, you know, everybody has a different sensitivity level, but these women are seeing results. It's out there.
Well, I believe that we're looking at the beginning of a multi-decade trend where we figure out, different vibrational frequencies do different things in different parts of the body at different doses. The mitochondria themselves vibrate, cells vibrate. We have all these systems that are tuned to mechanical vibration. It's one of the parts of our environment that we can hack. I've been making the Bulletproof Vibe, the whole body vibration plate for Bulletproof. I think it's going on 9 years now. And it's funny, you get the vibration wrong. If this is a whole body vibe thing you stand on, you get the vibration wrong, it doesn't work, or it makes your knees hurt, or makes your low back hurt. But when you get it exactly right, there's a reason they use 30 hertz to restore astronauts after travel. And the East Germans and the Russians have been looking at whole body vibration going back a long time. A recent study came out that said whole body vibration changes the microbiome. And if you go into a lab, when they're culturing cells or they're culturing bacteria, whatever, they have these little plates that rock back and forth. And you can use ultrasound to activate stem cells. So there's all these cool things happening. And you're just one of the things, one of the companies that's further ahead with the Phoenix saying, okay, we know this formula for vibration on this part of the body does these things. And we know it clinically in multiple studies. And we know we can do it safely. So do this. But there will come a time when we have the right frequencies, and maybe it's not even shockwave, it may be ultrasound. In fact, you can use ultrasound to stimulate the brain. Clinically, this is a last year thing, and what you're doing is not ultrasound, but it's vibration. So for people going, Dave, what's going on here? Why are you talking about this? Look, this is an early clinical, or actually from clinical to home application of this radical idea that the right sound, the right frequency, the right vibration applied in the right way causes a compensatory or a positive response in the body, just like jumping rope or exercising or doing all these other things. It's not hard to understand that there could be an effect. And it's not hard to see that there is an effect because this is not just one study. But what's new and unique, and the reason I wanted to have you on the show, Dustin, is that you guys are saying, okay, let's take a $5,000 or $10,000 clinical thing and let's make it for less than $800 at home, which is super cool. By the way, guys, getmyphoenix.com/Dave. I did everything I could to make this even more affordable for you in this episode. And I think it's really cool and it works. So that's why we just recorded this. And I don't know what else to say. Is there any question that I should have asked you?
No, I always like to, kind of leave an audience with this and help them understand that, the three reasons why the Phoenix was born were, to help lower the cost, because again, it's very expensive in a clinic, to, you know, make it accessible for guys, because even if a guy can afford it, he might not live near a clinic like mine or like another Shockwave clinic around the country, because you have to go multiple times. And then removing that shame and embarrassment factor is the third reason, and letting guys treat themselves in the privacy of their own home safely and effectively were the three reasons why we wanted to really develop this and really believed in it. And I'll just tell you, I put my life's work into this. Everything I have went into this, and my partners as well. So they're an awesome, dedicated team, and we're just super happy to bring this out. We're getting a lot of really good reviews, and changing people's lives is what it's all about.
Well, Dustin, thanks for taking something that was locked in a doctor's office and making it accessible to people at home. I believe we have a fundamental right as human beings to do whatever we want to our bodies. I believe I have the right to buy any compound that can exist without needing a permission slip and to use it on myself. And that I am responsible for the results of that. And what you did with the Phoenix is you said, okay, how do we comply with regulation, but still unlock this from a clinic and put it in someone's home? And I want to see a lot more of that. We should all have the right to affordably buy stuff that works. So I just, I appreciate that, because this is about freedom on a certain level. It's about medical freedom, the ability to say, I wanted acoustic shockwaves. I wanted in my bedroom. How dare you stop me? And well, you just made it happen. So that's cool.
Yeah, we did. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're super excited about it. And you said, you know, from a regulatory standpoint, I should also mention that this device, the Phoenix, is it's FDA registered. And it's actually the exact same. Interestingly enough, we have the exact same FDA registration as the medical grade machines in clinics like mine do all over the country and all over the world. So we're pretty happy about that. And we're working with the FDA and kind of walking down the path to work on clearance and things like that moving forward. But it is an open line of communication, and it's been fun, and we're super excited.
I definitely checked out that you were FDA registered. This is a real device and all that before I would ever have you on the show. And if you weren't, I'd have been real upfront, like, hey guys, this is highly experimental. Like some of the pet masks, it's like,
I wouldn't expect anything less from you. You did your homework.
I do indeed. And I know my team puts you through the ringer. I just want to say, you know, thanks for making a real product that does what it says and is affordably priced. It's awesome. And at that point, get myphoenix.com/Dave. Save yourself $85. If you want to give this a try, buy it for the man in your life or buy it for yourself. And I'm telling you straight up, it's real. It works. There's plenty of evidence that it works, and you can see whether or not it works.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.